It took almost 11 years, but VOU Fiji finally got its encore at Mission Folk Music Festival. Navi Wakavotawale and Mission's Gina Mataika first hit the stage with VOU Fiji at the Folk Festival back in 2014. Last weekend, Wakavotawale graced the stage again with Mataika's Archway dance pupils as part of a cultural exchange. 11 years later, we get to perform on the same stage. We're really excited. There's a new batch of dancers that we've got here, and apart from the workshops and the dancing, it's really cool, Wakavotawale said. Mataika taught at VOU Fiji for 3 years from 2012 to 2015 before she returned to Canada and founded Archway Dance. Participation at Archway has since skyrocketed and the connection with VOU Fiji has only strengthened. Last summer, a dozen students from Archway and their families traveled to Fiji as part of a 10-day dance exchange program. This summer, 5 dancers from VOU Fiji spent a week in Mission leading up to the Folk Festival from July 25 to 27. During Archway's trip to Fiji, the Mission students were welcomed with a traditional ceremony and had the chance to attend a dance show. The group also saw other parts of the country during the 10-day trip. Mataika said now that VOU dancers have come to Mission, the exchange is more established. We're just so excited that we're all sort of reuniting, Mataika said. The aim for Mataika was to provide the Fijian dancers with a Canadian experience. The agenda for the week included a welcoming and land acknowledgement from local Indigenous dancers, an excursion to Harrison, workshops with Archway students, and performances at the Clark Theatre and Mission Folk Music Festival. Wakavotawale said meeting the group last year in Fiji gave VOU a sense of the Canadian spirit. It's just nice to put a little context to everyone and see everyone in their own home and get to learn a little bit more, beyond the dancing and everything, just a little bit more about where people come from and what it's like to be here in Canada, Wakavotawale said. Workshops with the Archway students went beyond the usual technical aspects of a dance class and included stories behind the movement. That will connect what they're learning in the studio to the experience of being a Fijian, Wakavotawale said. He said it's surreal to see the group's long-standing relationship with Mataika grow. To see it come to a point where she's bringing students over to Fiji and I'm able to bring dancers from Fiji over to Canada, I think it's just the latest version of a long-standing relationship that we've had, and it's promising to see how this can build in the future, Wakavotawale said. Mataika hopes to continue the dance exchange and take more dancers to Fiji. In August 2026, 15 Archway dancers are slated to continue the exchange in another trip to Fiji. In September, the VOU director will be coming to BC to discuss bringing over their circus in 2027.